The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
All right, winding down our Wednesday offering. Toledo's Q105. No outsourcing here. Sunny, nice today with a high of 80, 66-ish here in the Cumulus Compound in South Toledo. All right, did we get any comments on yesterday's yoga picture?
So yes, we're did. Doing a lot yoga. Of people saw that.
Did they? Paul eating a burger?
Or, well, I missed the memo.
Breakfast sandwich? Or, what do you mean? What memo did you miss?
I didn't know.
I thought we were getting together for breakfast. I didn't. Whatever. So.
Oh yeah, you're.
I missed the whole yoga idea. So I'm in next time.
You were in on the text, dude. Don't be doing that.
And I was a little. I felt bad. You looked very disappointed in me.
not really. I'm all in on yoga.
I know.
I think it's awesome. It calms me down.
Yes.
So
namaste.
Gonna keep doing
namaste.
Shaka Khan. I've been thinking of a response when you say namaste.
That's fun.
Response is Shaka Khan.
Oh, geez.
I don't know why, it just is.
It's
all
funny.
Right, all is now right in the world. Rob and Black China are now on again.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, it's so exciting. Just when you thought Rob Kardashian and Black China were on the outs, they were spotted at Disneyland recently with their 7-month-old daughter, Dream, who I believe she's already in therapy at 7 months because of her parents.
Because they're a nightmare.
Dream, yeah. And, you know, it's a 7-month-old, so the baby has no idea what's going on.
Oh,
so it's not
right.
for them, so it was a date for mom and dad. Turns out Rob has been living with his baby mama for about 2 weeks now. Plus, they've been throwing parties, barbecues, the whole nine yards. Will it stick this time? Trisha, you need to put them on your prayer list.
Oh.
We need to keep praying for these kids.
I might
kids.
Have to bump somebody else.
You might. On a side note, Disneyland reports that they ran out of churros, corn dogs, and turkey legs. Coincidence? I think not. You see how big
all
Rob's getting?
That.
Yes.
It's the only reason,
you
did that.
The
I'm
only
like,
reason
why do I
mentioned
give a rat's
it.
Rump about those two?
Yeah.
Now
I got more coming before the end of the show, but I just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you.
All right, 9:40. I should be signing off, but, you know, whatever. What do you make of this one? Jimmy Kimmel interviewed the valedictorian, the kid. It was viral the other day. He was given the speech, and he started ripping the teachers and the administrators. His name is Peter Gutierrez. I think there was more than one, but this kid did it. And they shut his mic off. Because he strayed. You turn in, here's my speech, and then if you stray from the speech, they shut your mic off. Part of me says, way to go. You go, boy.
Yeah.
The other part says, dude, you got to be respectful. You said this is what you're going to do. Be a person of your word.
Well,
I don't know how I feel about
it. Did he say something that was offensive? Off script?
Well, no, it just was off script where he said some things that may not have been real flattering about teachers.
Okay.
All right, let me play the first part of it for you. This is him getting his mic cut off.
Throughout my time at Wyoming area, I have pursued every leadership opportunity available to me. In addition to being a member of student council since I was a freshman, my classmates have also elected me class president the past 4 years, which has been my greatest honor. And I would like to thank you all for that one final time. It really means a lot. However, at our school, the title of class president could more accurately be class party planner, and student council's main obligation is to paint signs every week. Despite some of the outstanding people in our school, the lack of a real student government, combined with the authoritative attitude that a few teachers, administrators, and board members have, prevent students from truly developing as leaders.
Wow.
Hopefully,
profound.
This will change.
Oh, it is. Go on.
Hopefully, for the sake of future students, more people in this school
mic's off.
Do not do so.
Turn it on! And they start screaming at him. So Kimmel Skyped him in, and it's weird because he's given the rest of his speech on Kimmel last night.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And the Skype started screwing up.
Well, I went off script, and it wasn't the speech I handed in because I knew they wouldn't let me say what I wanted to say.
All you really did was give the school like a 2-star Yelp review. You really didn't do anything better.
Right.
Did you get that afterwards?
No, but you could tell they weren't too happy.
Were your parents proud, or are you grounded forever?
They were proud. They supported me.
Good. Well, since the school wouldn't let you finish your speech at the graduation ceremony, I thought it would be nice to let you finish it on television.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Go ahead and say
viral.
Can you imagine? you being that
I will not
student.
Cut you off, and then it can get to them, all right? Go ahead.
Hopefully, for the sake of future students, more people of power within our school who do not do so already will begin to prioritize education itself as well as the empowering of students. Because at the end of the day, it is not what we have done as Wyoming area students or athletes that will define our lives, but what we will go on to do as Wyoming area alumni. And I hope that every one of my classmates here today, as well as myself, will go on to do great things in this world and achieve true happiness and success. Thank you all for coming out to this great celebration today.
That's a good
speech. That is a good speech.
That's an awesome
but
speech.
He strayed.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with it, what he did. I think that's great.
No, you got to shut his mic off.
No, he didn't go long.
Oh, my
long,
gosh.
Long.
It's about the rules.
He went all of like a minute over whatever the length of time was. If he'd have gone on and on and on, then I'd cut his mic. But it was short. He just added a little tiny paragraph.
Oh, sure. All right. So.
And so, it was so needed,
Jake,
it needed to be said.
When Jake tells you one thing, does another, you're okay with that?
It depends.
Oh, there it is. The old depends loophole.
Yep. It does.
It's about the damn rules. Listen up, Tricia, once again.
It's about the rules. It's about the rules. And without rules, we might as well all be up in a tree flinging our crap at each other.
Look, if it was my kid, I'd love it.
I know, right?
But I can see why they did it, and they were right to do it. How are you ever going to be able to trust these little teenage bastards with a microphone in front of everybody? You can't. They'll stop doing them, Trish.
But he didn't do anything. Like I said, it wasn't offensive or anything like that. If there would have been some indication of offense, I would have been. If he's the sort of kid that has proven in the past that he's going to be reckless.
By saying that student council is nothing but poster painters and you're a party planner for the president, that makes the school look bad. It's embarrassing to the school.
But it's true. Mm.
Okay.
And then, maybe the school needs to be called to
funny.
Well,
true.
And here's the thing. Then change it while you're the president. Here's some things we're going to do and fight from that end. You don't do it as you're going out the door. You're not back next year.
Maybe he tried.
He's going to screw it up. He's going to screw it up for the next valedictorian. And careful how you enunciate that word.
Jeez. All right, I have to do entertainment news because I worked hard on this. Not really, but
we're going
to
end the show with that,
get it out
so
of your
to speak.
Craw.
Susan hit me with it one time because I just enjoy doing these. I don't know. People may think they suck. I don't care. I enjoy them. You know, my writers need to get paid.
Sure.
My actors.
True.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, this is going to break your heart. She's expected to make $14.4 million today with the release of her cosmetic line. And she's in trouble because she was in blackface, they say. No, it was tan face. Look a little closer at the picture. Well, nice to hear good things continue to happen for somebody who's brought so much value to the world. Black China and Rob Kardashian are apparently back together. Yeah, just the other night, Rob took her out for 3 dinners and a movie. So that's good. Friday singer Rebecca Black turns 20 today.
Ooh.
Just think. In 1 year, she'll be old enough to drink as much as we did when we thought she was going to be the future of pop music.
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday.
Oh.
Everybody play that Friday.
Oh.
That still hurts. Mattel is releasing a new Ken doll with a man bun, which is way more embarrassing for Ken than not having genitalia.
Trish, it's a penis.
Daniel Day-Lewis is retiring from acting, but unlike Scott Baio, it was Lewis's choice.
Boom! You suck!
And finally, Dr. Dre will donate $10 million to build a performing arts center in Compton. The center will be located at the corner of Carr and Jack.
You better respect my gangster.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
I respect your gangster.
Russ, coming up next. First day of summer. Oh, we have a new sponsor.
This part of summer is brought to you by those little black bugs that dance around your face and make you crazy. And by super high electric bills, because it's either run the AC 24/7 or die.
Gotta go. Yeah, you really, if I had to grade it, I'd have to say a D today, Paul.
A D, so, huh?
Yeah, you're in a
D for Denny?
your inappropriate comment that I had to hit delay, which I don't think I saved. You might be hearing that later.
All right. His mic off.
And yeah. The whole forgotten interview. You what? Pulled a Fred minus the talent.
So not a D for
Stew.
Not a D for damn good. You're saying it's not damn good.
You pulled a Fred without the talent. Hello.
Well, hey, you know what? I wish you a great day, and you're the best.
No, hey, don't take it personal.
Whoops.
Why would he?
Yeah. Nice job, Trish.
Thanks for the ride. See you tomorrow.
Susan, you're excellent.
Yep, thanks, boss. Thanks, listen.
Rush Rider coming up next. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying do what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming and remember to lead.